Today's podcast is brought to you by Apple Juice. It's great to help you pee.
It's as high tech as we get.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hey there!
Stop stealing my lines, Cole!
Sorry!
This is my big debut moment. God! I hate these guys already. This is why we don't do live television.
Sorry! This is my big debut. Wow, I'm getting...
Seriously, though. Hey there.
Hold on.
Thank you to those joining us live here for our first recording of The Horrible Show live on Tuesday, September 27th, 2011. And for the rest of you listening later, it'll be like Wednesday when we post this, hopefully. If Josh Lee can get his shit together, but no guarantees.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
But
it's already real hard.
Anyway, The Horrible Show, the video game podcast for HorribleNight.com is here in some fashion. Yep. Josh Lee's still making me nervous. All kinds of
technical
issues.
No, we're good. Okay. Everything's fine.
Right. We're looking good.
I don't see what the problem is.
So yeah, that guy over there on the television screen... Say hi, Cole. Wave.
Hi.
Wave for our audio listeners.
Yes, this is what I do all the time.
Cole is joining us via Skype in his home state of Kentucky. I just like to bring that up for you, Cole.
It's not my home state, asshole. I'm from Indiana, like the rest of you.
The man of the hour working on some lower third action.
Oh, shit.
Look out.
Josh Lee.
Wow!
That is classy as hell. You doing all right, Josh?
Sorry, it's hard work. It's hard work setting up those little lower... It's actually about a lower tenth.
Lower
but,
tenth.
It's there.
You can't tell. Josh is a little flushed from the excitement.
We got, sitting next to me, Ethan Moses... Dressed formally for this occasion.
I have contributed nothing to this night.
And then to my left, Justin Gifford.
Hi, guys.
He's wearing a hat.
And I'm wearing a Horrible Night shirt.
Hey, where'd you get that shirt, Justin?
I got it from our Horrible Night swag.
What does swag mean?
It means we have shirts and sweatshirts, and I don't think we have any thongs.
Sounds like an acronym.
We're working on the thongs and the boxers. And... I'm your host, Justin Lacey, Gamertag J-Devil. Thank you for your patience this evening. We are ready to talk about five games that we suck at playing. And if you're joining us in the chat, be sure to throw out your list. We'll hit you up later, give you a shout-out. But let's get this show rolling. We kick things off with our game industry shout-outs, where everybody's picked a topic going around the industry that's had their attention in the past week. We'll warm up our video game conversation with our on-the-spot question. Dive into our list of the five games that we all suck at playing, and then try to determine an overall list of the five most embarrassing games from that list. Wrap the show up with HorribleNight.com updates, take a little bit of break, and then go off topic and complain about how well or how poorly Josh Lee did in our threesomes of the week, where everybody's had three things that have had their attention the past week, and we'll talk through them until we pass out. And, let's go. Let's do some shout-outs. Coleman.
First off,
yeah.
Next time we do a live podcast, do not sit me next to Josh Lee. So my shout-out is Best Buy this week is selling some new video game collections like Uncharted, Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, God of War, and I think there's another one, but I can't remember what it is. But you can buy two of them for $60. So go buy games you haven't played. Catch up. It's a pretty cool deal.
So they're doing it with new games?
No, just the collections. So you get four games for $60.
I'd say God of War and, you know, like he said, the Shadow of the Colossus collection. Can't miss with that.
And Uncharted and Uncharted 2 are together, so that's probably the best of the bunch, in my opinion. So Gifford, go get a PS3. You can play Uncharted and Uncharted 2.
Cole looks like a really professional podcaster. I don't know how you guys look off the air, but like I think he could have his own radio show.
He looks like a DJ.
He's got the manly stubble.
He looks like a DJ.
I don't know how manly my stubble is, but it looks pretty good on the video.
It's not womanly,
sure.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Well,
depends on the woman. Let's go to Justin Giffords. Shout out.
My shout out goes to the Deus Ex executive director. I'm going to apologize ahead of time in case I screw this pronunciation up. I think it's Jean-Francois Dugas.
I think that's Dugas.
Oh, I think
thank you. Dugas.
The first name's Gene. He was interviewed today on Giant Bomb, and essentially in the process of talking about his game, not only did he defend it, he didn't apologize, or he apologized for parts that weren't perfect, but he still stood by it.
Talk this way. Talk towards the mic.
Yes, sorry. He did stand by it, and also sort of said, yeah, well, you know, we would have liked that to be better. That kind of goes in line with some of the things I found irritating with certain game directors who have declined to admit that there's anything wrong with their product and rather blame it on the game players. So,
well, there's a difference between that. I think when I wrote that Cliffy B article last week, there's a difference between a director defending his game and then directors telling people how they should play it. And do you think the Deus Ex guys crossed that line?
No, absolutely not. That was a positive shout out, not a negative one.
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate on both sides of the fence, like especially like getting around Metacritic and review scores lately. That it's hard to know where that line is, and some directors, developers walk that line a little bit better than others. Ethan,
you know what we're missing? Zombie news. So I should have. That would make more sense. And I did a really bad job as any sort of journalist because all I saw was this headline. And I just put the headline into the podcast without researching it. uh-oh. But apparently the Dead Island movie is a go because, you know, what we're lacking right now is zombie movies. So for some reason, here in the future, at some point in time that I'm not quite sure about, somebody, a director, an executive director, a cast of characters, will create a movie based on the Dead Island video game that I have not played. That is my news. Thank you, Amir.
This is the point where you do this.
Yep. Back to you, Justin.
I read, I think, one extra line besides the headline of that story. And apparently the movie was optioned solely based on that first Dead Island trailer that was really dramatic and badass.
Shit.
And is nothing like the game itself. So I think what happened is somebody saw a new top-selling zombie franchise, and they wanted to make a Walking Dead movie, but they didn't have the option to do that, so they're going with Dead Island.
Oh, they're going to be shocked.
This is horrible. Top-selling, and you heard it here first.
That's top. Is that selling well?
I know it was the first week. I couldn't find it in stores for the platform I wanted. But
fair enough.
So, Josh, did you come up with a shout-out during all your technical...
Oh, I have a shout-out, but you were...
No,
shouting me down for covering this. We cover this on the
Josh side. Lee refuses to actually read our website and tends to pull headlines that we've already covered.
There's very little time in my day just to play video games, let alone read about them.
You work in video games, you bet.
Well, anyways, I wanted to just throw it out there again because maybe some people listening haven't read the article on the site. And if they haven't, they need to know that Renegade Ops, the modern-day Jackal clone, that it's on PSN and Xbox Live right now. It's hitting Steam in 2 weeks, and it will feature Gordon Freeman as a playable character in his buggy. And that's awesome. That sold me the game. I mean, I'm kind of a Half-Life nerd.
So is Gordon in it, or is it just the buggy?
There's a picture of him in like the promo art. You see him in the buggy, like ramping, like Dukes of Hazzard style, over some things. And there's some ant lions. You can summon ant lions in the game.
But weren't the buggy parts like the worst part of that game?
Yeah, but now they're going to be good because they're in the form of Jackal.
Isn't that buggy made of garbage?
It looks like an old Charger or something. So I would probably take that back.
For those of you that read the article on the website, I was less than enthusiastic about it. So.
But he was really funny, sarcastically.
I was being sarcastically funny, which is good.
Well, there you go. There's an opposing view.
All right, it's a little bit of audio correction here. Apparently, you two are coming through loud and clear. We're quiet. Are we sure we're using this microphone?
There's one good way to find out.
Just put them all in the middle.
Now it looks like a press conference.
One of those things does not look like the other.
Yes.
tell us if we're good.
I think we're better now. All right.
But Robot Cole looks funny.
He does.
How'd you know he was a robot?
We were going to reveal that at the end of the show.
Did I explain the fact that this is the first podcast I'm not drinking in?
That's a fair question. All right.
It's
so,
the first podcast your dog isn't here with. You as
this,
well.
This is not true.
Not only is this the first live show, but it is a very special occasion. This is the first horrible show where all of us have worn pants. Although we can't speak for Cole. And
I have shorts on, actually. It's
also the first sober podcast, believe it or not. If you heard our PAX podcast, you may not believe us, but
it might be suffering for it.
One last shout out. I guess I should go ahead and talk about mine. Dark Souls, the sequel to, what is that game? Dead Souls?
Demon Souls.
Demon Souls, other souls that are dark. The notoriously hard PlayStation exclusive game that has some really unique online components. Dark Souls was just released this week in Japan, and the developers had From Software had a nice surprise for the early adopters of the game. They powered up the online enemies to basically destroy them at on site so they couldn't make any progression whatsoever. And I kind of thought that was awesome. That's a unique way to kind of battle early offenders without, you know, completely banning them. Just kick their ass until they're allowed to actually play the game is a good solution.
So these are people who were not supposed to have copies of the game.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just people that were really enthusiastic about the game and got it early. Probably should have punished those.
You to our fans.
I pre-ordered this game. This is great. I can't
even what they actually ended up doing for their fans on release day is apparently the online component was just broken. So
that was nice.
That wasn't really intentional, but that's kind of a problem. But hopefully they fix this for us, fix the game for us Americans. That's my hope.
Oh my god, that's a week away.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's another
so
game.
Many
yet.
Games.
There's another game. Yeah.
Too many games. Mega release fall.
Oh,
it's here.
Yes.
Trademark copyright.
Ego and Shadow of the Colossus arrived at my house today, so I'm screwed.
Are you sure it's not in your apartment?
Podcasting?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, but wait. No, I'm not.
Your apartment office.
Oh god. It could be locked up. That's okay. I don't need it.
On spot question time. A little out of the ordinary, but I figured we had to give some Gears of War 3 time to this crowd since I made them podcast during the release date last week. So just quickly, we're going to go around the internet table here and give our Gears of War 3 story of the week. Coleman, why don't you start with you?
Well, the other night, Josh and I shared a moment. We played some Horde mode. And did pretty well until we got to level 10. And, oh, that's sweet of you.
That's just robot nipple.
There it is.
Oh, classic.
Wow.
Pepperoni.
Anyway, we got to level 10 in Horde mode and then proceeded to get our ass kicked 25 straight times before we finally beat it. And then we quit at, like, what, 2 in the morning? 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, that's about right.
So
it was awesome.
We were wondering where the hell everybody else was. But
would you guys do that?
What?
Wednesday night?
Yeah,
Dr.
It was Wednesday
Dizzle
night.
And I were on Friday night. We had a similar experience, so it was great.
I was having date night. That was fine.
Date night?
Yeah, you had early birthday night, of course. It was
dude,
good. But,
if you had gone to that Japanese steakhouse with me, you would have thought I made the correct decision.
That would have been an awkward date night.
I was also
Did
on
you?
Date night playing trivia. Sorry, Cole.
Yeah, that's okay. Josh
Here's
and I handled the... the Bromac or whatever we finally
While I was playing, Kennedy came over. She was making dinner. And she's like, hey, dinner's ready. And I said, oh, sure, I'll be right there. And I'm sort of watching a very important cutscene as I'm backing up, getting ready to turn off the TV. And she goes, oh, wait, that looks important. Go ahead and watch that. So thanks, honey. And... It was a very important scene that, well, you know, we've been with these people for a long time.
It was 5 years. It's been 5 years. I just can't believe there's been so much conversation around the story and the cutscenes of Gears.
And we can't talk about any of them.
No, you can't.
Justin,
not with me in the room.
Been played.
Because that's like...
Me either.
I'm emotionally invested in Coltrane at this point, so...
Thanks.
Nobody in the chat spoiled for me either.
Coltrane doesn't go, woo, woo, he goes, woo!
Ethan.
Well, a lot of you will be happy to see my exploits later on in the week or next week, depending on how long it takes me to edit the video. But let's just say that I played the game for 12 hours straight yesterday.
That's a vacation.
I was on vacation. But yeah, it's fun. That's a great game. I really enjoyed it. I won't spoil it, though.
Did you have fun with your hetero life mate?
I did. Yeah, basically I had the perfect co-op partner yesterday, Matt Hiddle. Matt Hiddle. And it was great. We had a great time. And we didn't kiss at the end like we expected we were going to because we were so exhausted because it was a really long day.
What did your wife do?
What did my wife do? She walked
left
in.
Left the country?
Said, well, I mean, basically the whole, my man cave was filled with beer cans and empty pizza boxes, and she just shook her head and laughed, because she's a really good wife. But it smells like just broccoli farts in my man cave. it's horrible.
So did you not listen to your marathon preparation article?
No, I didn't at all. Yeah, it was funny. I wrote that article, and I was like, yeah, fuck all that stuff, so.
Pizza! My Gears of War 3 moment is just definitely centered around the multiplayer. My first King of the Hill match that I jumped in, which was my favorite game mode during the beta. And I jumped into a match. It's best of three rounds, and my side was down just a ton of points. And we came back and made the first round close, and then just had two really tight matches to win the next two rounds. And just reassured me how awesome the multiplayer is in that game, solo and with friends. So I don't know why I would want to play any other game at this point, is kind of where I'm at. And I'm curious to see how long that sticks with as many great games that are about to come out. But I should be able to dive heavily into Gears starting next week, so look for the Horrible Night crew on Xbox Live a little bit more often starting then. All right. Gentlemen, our next top five discussion, the video games that we suck at. Basically, we're going to go through our lists. We'll go person by person. You can list off the five games and then kind of run through the list as to what makes that game so damn hard for you. And then we'll ridicule you a little bit. And the audience here in the chat, you can feel free to ridicule as well. We encourage that. And when we get through our lists... we'll also be looking through the chat to find out what five games you suck at before we put together our ultimate list of the five most embarrassing games to suck at playing. So, Josh, joshlee.com, Mr. Technical Man of the Hour. Technical Man, that was a rejected Mega Man character. let's go through your top five list of games that you suck at playing.
It was kind of hard to put together just five. okay, so here's the five games I think that suck at the most. Not in any particular order, though. Mega Man 2. Ninja Gaiden for the NES.
Oh, okay.
Not the remakes. League of Legends or Dota. Any of those derivatives. Halo 3 and Super Mario Brothers 1.
With the Halo pick, is that just that one? You happen to be good at 2 and Reach?
Well, actually, I didn't really play much of 1 and 2. Like,
do you think you suck at those games, too?
I'm sure you suck at Halo. Oh, yeah. Halo in general, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like Halo 3, though, just because that was, the first one that I actually played multiplayer of, I put any time into it all. So, okay, those are my five. All right, so... Mega Man 2 was one of those games that I always loved. Had the best one of the best soundtracks of all time. Fantastic.
Yeah. Does that make you suck?
Why are you doing this?
It's news TV.
News the person you're not talking.
Oh, I didn't prepared. Realize that.
Yeah. Okay. It has ADD. Leave him alone.
Son of a bitch. All right. Yeah, Mega Man.
I love the game, but I suck so bad. I've never beat it. I think maybe I've beaten Airman stage.
Stage.
Yeah, no, I haven't beat most of the stages. I've played it a bunch, but I just suck at it. I love it. I suck.
That's forgivable. Mega Man's tough as hell.
No, it's not.
What?
It's like
what?
That's not forgivable. That's one of those games that teaches you perseverance as a child, and it explains why we had so many goddamn difficulties getting the show up and going.
Because of Mega Man?
Yeah.
Well, says the guy who comes home from the bars late at night and basically beats Mega Man 2.
Yeah.
In like half an hour.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Mr. Lacey.
Yeah, I would come home late at night from the bars and just tap chicks, man. That's what I... That's different. I guess not as good as Mega Man 2.
You suck at the game tapping chicks.
No, I don't. I mean, now I do. Now I do.
All right, break this tie, Gifford. How embarrassing is this Mega Man 2 admission?
I can't be a tiebreaker because I'm just only okay at Mega Man 2, and I never owned an NES.
Okay. What have you played it on? Virtual console?
Other people's NESs.
Oh.
I mean, I have individually beaten all the stages and Dr. Wily's Castle, but I have never played the game straight through and beat it. So I think that disqualifies me from having a strong opinion either way.
Wow.
Well, I'm marking this one down as one to reconsider as most embarrassing game of the night. Keep going, though. Let's go through your rest of your list.
Okay,
strong
well,
there are other candidates.
I have a history of struggling with brutal platformers, ones that aren't very forgiving, a lot of jumps that where you can... you know what? I think, for the most part, I have a hard time in general with games that when you're midair and you get hit, you just get knocked back. So I also suck at most of the like NES Castlevania games, but I've played them so much, I've gotten kind of okay at them, I guess. But anyways, the Ninja Gaiden games for the NES, 1, 2, or 3, take your pick, I guess. But the first one in general, it's another game. It's just like Mega Man. I've played it a bunch. I have personally never beat it. I've like beat it with a friend where I played through some of the early stages and he had to do the rest. But I would always get stuck on stages that had like the eagles.
Oh.
That would hit you while you're in the middle of a jump and just send you, you know, off a cliff. And the thing, but the enemies in that game wouldn't appear until like you're in midair, and then they appear on the screen, and it wouldn't always be right at the edge. It'd be kind of like partway in the screen.
Yeah.
And that you'd have no time to react.
Kind of like Castlevania Medusa heads. Those always bug me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a similar
situation.
Yeah.
And
some of it's like the flicker thing.
Oh, I
don't, you know.
So I'd say those original Ninja Gaiden games go down to some of the hardest of that platform. At least, especially like right up there as far as hardest and most popular. Like if you had to like try to find one of both. That Ninja Gaiden might be tough to beat, so I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about on Ninja Gaiden.
I agree.
What about how do you think those games compare to the newer Ninja Gaidens? I mean, are those games hard?
Yeah, they're hard, but
it's a different kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's not like a platforming hard. It's like you've got to actually block and dodge.
It's just a speed hard.
Yeah,
like it's just pure like how fast can you react to these things.
Well,
it moves so fast.
Well, the new Ninja Gaidens, you almost think that they're kind of like a button masher. And you think, but then you start playing and you're like, nah,
right.
you really can't do that. Next up.
Okay. League of Legends or Dota. Put these two together because, I mean, they're practically the same game. They play the same.
These games are popular with kids.
Yeah. But kids apparently are better at macro, I guess, than I am. I have my character, I can manage myself in a battle or whatever, but just like the awareness of everything that's going on the map and then not getting ganked from behind constantly is a problem for me. I have to have teammates. I have to have teammates that tell me what to do and where to go.
Like, kind
of
like
the
a
strategy
game.
Of it. Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah.
That prevents you from getting ganked from behind. I've never been to jail, but...
Should have
legends.
Seen that one coming. Don't. So that one's... I suck at those games purely because I just lack the... I hate to say it, because I don't say I'm not smart enough to play the games, but... I guess,
but you can't think of the word...
Yeah.
Brain plasticity.
I'm too stupid to play Dota. There you go.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I feel like, I guess that's that type of game, the Dota games, are the ones I feel almost a generation gap with for some reason. Like, maybe it was just, maybe it's an RTS gap with me just because the way it spawned out of Warcraft, which is on my list, which we'll talk about later. But I just, maybe my brain also just doesn't work in that way to process how to play that game well. And it's really fucking intimidating. And people are making money playing that game, and it kind of makes me feel like less of a gamer.
Is it an RTS? I'm confused about what League of Legends...
No.
Do you know much of the origin?
Well, originally it was a mod. There were a few different mods. Defense of the Ancients, or Dota, was not the original one. I don't remember the name of the first one, but they took the heroes out of Warcraft 3, put them on a custom map, and made basically a questing kind of adventure kind of game, I guess. But you had two teams that were pitted against each other. So you're going out, killing the opposing teams, just wandering monsters, and then there's like other stuff on the map you can kill, and you're getting gold and experience for it. And so you level up, so there's some RPG elements, and then you have to buy new items with your gold, and the whole time the other team is competing against you. And the end game is to get through the other team's towers and enter their base and destroy like one structure. And so, the new Dota from Valve is exactly the same game. It has the same characters and everything. There was like that game Demigod, Heroes of New Earth. I don't know, maybe Bloodlines Champions was one too. I actually haven't seen that, but I heard about it. But there have been several games in this genre, I guess, and they're calling it MOBA, Multiplayer Online Battle Arena. I don't know who came up with that.
MOBA!
Everybody that isn't Valve, so they could get them to start calling their genre something other than
the
game.
Name of the game. MOBA.
I love that Valve's just calling it Dota 2. Like,
right. Yeah, and they're just getting away with it, I guess.
So
I don't know the legality issues there, but I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, they did some funky shit with that stuff.
And lawyers stare down. Dota 2.
Next up.
Halo 3. Put this on there just because, and equally, then I suck just as bad pretty much at
all
Reach or, well, I guess ODST was.
I was going to say, surprisingly, I'm Reach. Awesome at ODST.
No. it's the multiplayer in particular. I mean, obviously, anybody plays the single player. But something about the controls with that game, it's how it's kind of floatier, more deliberate movements and stuff. And I get just worked by adults. 10-year-olds, male, female,
bros.
I get worked by the bros, which is really, man. That's I get butt hurt about that. Yeah, yeah. But I suck at it. I suck at Halo, and there's no good excuse for that. I'm just not good at it. It's the part of it's I think it's the worst controls probably out of all the thumbstick games. I thought Reach was a little bit better. I had an easier time with it, but really only in single player. I thought, oh man, this seems different. It's better. And getting the multiplayer, and I'm still getting like, one kill, 10 deaths in the first 1 minute.
So. Maybe it's because you play like you're milking a cow. You know, that's what. Why doesn't this game function correctly?
God damn it! what is that? Two upside down joysticks?
I have to say that the Halo games have the best two stick controls.
I agree with you. I used to rip on Halo hardcore, especially the first two, because I sucked at them. And so many people in my office were trying to convert me to a Halo player, but I could never get used to
Don't
controls.
Do
but
it.
At the same time, we say they suck, but they're the reasons. Halo's the reason FPS has been successful on the console. So they kind of basically originated that.
Which at the end of the day, I don't care about, because I'd rather play a shooter on the PC.
What?
That's just me. And him.
And me.
And people like me.
And I'm the guy with the tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah.
depends on the shooter.
The guy on the Mac.
Depends on the shooter and where my friends
are. Hey, don't hate.
Running
I want
Windows
a Mac too.
On the Mac.
But I don't play computer games.
Hey, this is a very technologically, well, we don't have a Linux system. Oh, I guess I'm using Android to keep track of where we're at.
Linux.
So, technologically agnostic, the horrible shell. That's how we roll. You have another game?
Yeah, last one. And this one is embarrassing.
This is why you didn't come to the Super Mario Madness.
Yeah.
This makes sense now.
Super Mario Brothers 1.
Have you ever beat the game?
What?
No.
Did you just get confused when he told you about the princess?
Mario doesn't like this.
I mean, you know, I've seen people beat it, and I've gotten to the castle, I think, at the end once or something, like when I was a kid. But like, every time I've played it since, you know, I was 8 or whatever.
Cold.
Every single time.
Mario doesn't like it.
There's too much lava in this castle. I give up.
Like, I've gotten worse. Like, every time I played it since then, like, I end up losing, like, you know, less far into the game. What's the word I'm looking for?
I'm just trying to understand your childhood. Like, just...
No.
How the
like,
fuck did you not beat Super Mario Brothers is the real question.
Well, I didn't... Obviously, I didn't play it that much. But... You know, I have played it a lot. It's Mario Brothers, but I have a problem. I know what my problem is with the game. I get in a hurry, and I can't let go of the run button. I'm holding B all the time. Mm-hmm. So I just get going too fast, and then I run into shit, or I miss a jump. I'm not patient enough to play Super Mario Brothers 1.
Are you good at any other platforming game?
2, I beat that like 3 times.
That one's not hard.
3... Not
see that's that I don't get that. Like if you can handle 3 and beyond.
No, 3 is way harder than the first one.
No way. Because 3, you've got too many ways to not get your ass kicked.
Like the Tanuki suit.
Yeah, I mean it's the tail. The tail makes.
Maybe you're just scared of fighting Bowser 8 times.
Maybe
the kid's not so intimidating.
The controls in that game are so tight, and you think it gives me a false sense of. Like, total control. I think, like, if I could fucking do anything as Mario. I can do whatever I want. And I start going really fast, and then I start running into shit. I'll die from Goombas, like, on the first stage. And it has everything to do with just not taking my time, I think. But I can't help it, even though going into it. I played it kind of recently, and I was like, you know, I just need to take it easy. Don't run into shit. Nope. I start panicking. So I start panicking, I start running, and I start making yelps.
Is that what you do in your real life, too?
Yelp.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we get a yelp?
No.
Can we pretend that you just almost...
That's trademarked. Yelp
no,
is trademarked.
No, I've refused.
Well, as much as I ridiculed you for the Mega Man 2, which I will continue to do for the rest of this episode, there's just more pity and confusion surrounding... this admission. Well, I want to get back to my original point of like just trying to understand your childhood. Like, we're all roughly the same age. We come across Super Mario Brothers 1 at roughly the same time, and everybody kind of has that magical Nintendo moment with it. And that just didn't stick with you enough to keep playing the game. And what did you go do?
Well,
he played Duck Hunt. That's what he did.
Actually, yeah. No, I did. I played more Duck Hunt in the 80s than I ever did a Mario Brothers game.
Oh, you just invested in the wrong technology?
Yeah. I love Duck Hunt.
These Nintendo accessories, that's where it's at.
The Zapper was great.
The Rob.
And then once I started watching Captain N, I carried that thing around in my belt.
I did too. Still do to this day.
All right.
Can't see it. It's just hidden by the...
Yeah.
Thing. I'm on a no-fly list for a very specific reason.
Like,
sir, you can't bring that gun on.
But it's orange.
What if there are ducks going past the...
Yeah, I was
going
to say. You know who I am.
So you hit your control pad on your belt, you would hit, what, like, pause, and you would just go past them while they couldn't move.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, in that show, he was hitting select. I don't know if we talked about that.
We haven't talked about that, no.
Yeah.
We might have to talk backwards.
I don't really think it's important.
More at length at a later show.
The Captain N episode.
Hey, Kentucky boy.
What?
What's your top 5 games?
I'm in Kentucky. Southern Indiana, not Kentucky. Oh,
Tennessee.
Shit, top 5. Smash Brothers is number 1 because,
yeah,
as people could see at the Mario Invitational Tournament, also known as MIT at Netheads.
Wait, was that an invitational tournament? Because I wasn't invited, then.
I got my ass kicked every time I played Smash Brothers, except for the Final Four, which somehow I squeaked out a victory. But I just I never really liked that game. I'm just terrible at it. I have to thank Justin Lacey for all these horrible feelings I feel about Smash Brothers because he always kicked my ass and made me not want to ever play it again. So
that was a good friend.
Yeah. So he made me feel like I was less than good. In fact,
all the time.
I even suck at Smash Brothers. So that's why I never selected it in our Mario tournament. I always selected Mario Kart as the second game. And that's why, and unfortunately, I got second place because of that.
Keep running through your list.
Okay, so my next list, or my next game is Gears of War. Not the multiplayer, because I'm actually decent. I average about 500, and I think that's decent in Gears of War multiplayer in terms of death and kills and downs. Single player on hardcore, not good. Especially in the first Gears of War, when you're on the back of that Jeep thing, and those damn bird-like things fly at you, fucking krill. Yeah, that almost made me quit the game and never play it again because I could not get past it for some goddamn reason.
Keep on rolling. We'll come back for story time.
Oh, okay. My bad. Can we edit this? Oh shit! No, we can't edit.
It's live. Oh, shit.
Double Dragon type games, Double Dragon, Turtles, Arcade, Battletoads, shit like that. The first Resident Evil, and then Halo multiplayer, specifically Halo 2. I kind of went over Smash Brothers already and Gears, so I guess I'll move on to my third game. Any like classical beat 'em ups, specifically Double Dragon. I remember playing this at a friend's house. And
what? You said classical beat-em-ups, and I was like, especially Beethoven's Street Fight. Let's go and fight.
I really didn't want to make that joke.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, derailed.
Double Dragon.
Yeah, playing that and Battletoads at actually the same friend's house, but we never played Double Dragon Battletoads game, which is weird.
The game is not real.
Yeah. Don't have the patience to play those games and move on to the next screen. I always just get my ass kicked playing them, and I just, you know, it's another one of those things where, like Smash Brothers, I just don't like them, so I don't play them, and maybe that's why I'm not good at it.
Yeah. Does that include Golden Axe?
I know I don't have a ton of experience in Golden Axe.
Wow.
You know, I played it in the arcade, but I never played it at home, and I didn't play a ton of it at the arcade because I didn't go to the arcade that much.
Again, just give me 4 and 5, and we'll.
You're gonna judge me? Okay. 4 is the first Resident Evil. And I already gave you my list, totally. So you want me to talk about Resident Evil? A little bit.
Did I miss his rundown?
Yeah, you missed my rundown.
Right, never mind. I keep skipping.
There's some mumbling going on.
Who's hosting this shit?
Justin's drunk.
Let's edit this back.
I wasn't going to say anything. So I didn't.
Are we done with Smash Brothers?
Double Dragon.
My bad.
I'm moving this along because Josh talks so long about all his games.
Hey, we got all night. We're live and. Never mind. I don't know. We're live until this hard drive fails.
Live on the internet.
Okay, sorry, let's go back to Smash Brothers.
Okay,
Confused. But as far as the embarrassment level of that game, I feel like Smash Brothers is really easy to pick up and play, but really hard to master. Am I wrong? Am I right?
Comments. I think it's a button masher.
I take issue with that. I think it's lots of skill to get really good at.
I feel like I've seen skilled players play the game, so there's another level to it. Not like Street Fighter level of complexity, but there's an art to each of the characters, I guess.
I like the Pokeball.
You also like Jigglypuff, but
I do like Jigglypuff. Hey, I think this show is all about us asking Justin Lacey for permission to be shitty at games. I just realized.
Yeah, yeah.
Judging us. Yeah, he got it, isn't he?
He does. Like,
that's because he's good at Mega Man 2.
Dude, all of these podcasts are tests to see if I'm gonna let you stick with the site anymore. Oh, shit. Just evaluating my peers to help me get to the next level. God. I mean, I love you guys. Your games are great.
I love you, but...
So, are we... Is Smash Brothers something to be embarrassed about? It kind of opens up the fighting game genre in general.
That one's it's just unpredictable. I mean, I've seen really good players just get smoked by people that had no idea what the hell they were doing. So
I also kind of feel like even the Dota games, the MOBA games, that they're games that require a lot of time investment and almost training to get great at. And
it's kind of true of all games. But, I don't know.
But some people just suck at Super Mario Brothers.
Not me. I'm great.
First walkout
on our first live podcast.
Can you leave everything up and running so we can finish the show?
Unplugged it all. Fuck you guys.
Just take his shirt off and walk away. All right, sorry. Gears of War. As far as the single player goes, I've actually found... Cole, you haven't played much Gears of War 3 single player, is that right? Have you played at all?
No, I have not, because I'm working my way through 2 right now.
I actually played through... Whoa, microphones are moving. I actually played through both Gears 1 and 2 solo on hardcore and had a really difficult time, but so far in Gears of War 3, I haven't had that issue. I feel like the enemies aren't the bullet sponges that they are in the first two games as they are in 3. So I don't think you're alone and think hardcore is rough solo. But
right.
It's almost more made for co-op, I guess.
I just don't have any friends to play with me. So
that's not embarrassing because it's hardcore.
That level was brutal until I just memorized exactly when they were coming from where. I mean, that was the only way to get past that. On hardcore or insane, so don't feel bad about that one.
All right, Double Dragon boy,
man, Double Dragon. You know, the difficult thing about Double Dragon is who is your other dragon, because there's two dragons. if you go into a plane by yourself, you know, I think those games can be difficult because I mean. There is a lot of pattern, you know, memorization, and there's some cheap moves on that game. However, the Moses boys never had an issue with Double Dragon because we were built to street fight, and we do it on a regular basis in real life, so it just applies right to the game. None of that's true.
Why do you always clarify? Just let it go, Ethan.
I'm just really honest.
I never really played the Double Dragons with other dragons. I was always... And I think, actually, Cole, I think I kind of sucked at those games, too. Like,
because nobody would play with you. You kept taking the bat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, like, the big kid would show up. I think it was actually a Moses brother that would show up in the arcade machine and kick you off.
Yeah.
That sucked.
I never beat Double Dragon.
What? Does it have an ending?
Oh, yeah. You get to that scene where you have to fight between the two brothers and decide who gets the lady.
Oh, yeah.
The final boss, like, normal boss is, like, Machine Gun Willie.
Yep.
And, I've seen other people get to them, but I didn't. The arcade game, I sucked hard. I was much better at the NES one, but...
That's not the topic tonight. It's not sucked hard.
I sucked at games. I had to call Nintendo Power Hotline for help with Bayou Billy.
How'd your mom feel about
that? Whoa, wait a minute. Bayou Billy was tough.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
That's nobody was good at Bayou Billy. Bayou Billy sucked, and everybody sucked at that game.
Yeah, that's probably one of the toughest games.
Except for the swamp people. I bet they'd kick ass at Bayou Billy.
Why? Because they live in the swamp?
Yeah, they got webbed fingers. I don't know if they're like swamp
things. Swamp thing. The swamp people from the reality.
I'm getting my damn webs caught on the controller.
that's so insulting. I'm sorry, swamp people.
That's racist.
I'm sorry, swamp people.
Presume you all have webbed fingers.
Electricity. We apologize to all swamp people.
There's going to be like 15 swamp people waiting outside. Ugh.
Why? They're nowhere.
But
Another game close to Ethan's heart, Resident Evil. Is there anything embarrassing about?
Absolutely embarrassing. Come on.
Can I tell my story first about it?
Oh, yes. Oh. This is where I cut you off, so continue.
Yeah. God, you're such an asshole. So when I first went over to a friend's house, and I never had played PlayStation before, and he had this game, Resident Evil. It was in the big box with the terrible box art, and we tried to play as Chris because, you know, we're guys and we want to play as guys. And
men's men.
Yes, men's men. And realized, wait, he doesn't have a gun, and zombies are hard to kill with a knife. So we switched over to Jill, like women's men, and
women's women.
Women's women. Thanks, Ethan. And I never got over that. Like I always played as Jill, because I could never do it with Chris. It sounds dirty.
Because
he's handsome, especially in Resident Evil 5.
Oh my gosh, he's got a lot. He's got a lot on him.
And then being friends with the Moses brothers, like I was growing up. I always felt really, really inferior because they finished that game in like 3 hours doing speedruns.
Yep.
And so
they're a man's men.
They're yeah.
Man's
man. They were dragon they were
men. Dragons men, because dragons are better than man. Shut up.
So yeah, I always sucked at the first Resident Evil. Just I always unloaded bullets into zombies. Always ran out of ammo. Didn't know what the fuck I was doing, and then felt inferior to the Moses boys.
You should. That game always, I never actually beat it until the GameCube version came out, because that was somehow less scary, even though it was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I beg to differ.
It took me a while to figure out that you actually got out of the mansion for a bit. Like, that's, I would always get so nervous. Granted, my first run-through as a Resident Evil 1 was when we would rent the PlayStation from Blockbuster or whatever, and we didn't have a memory card, so that made it a little bit more nerve-wracking. But I never got very far those first few run-throughs, and I was always just super stressed out about my ammo and never used any major weapons, and it was just like running back and forth trying to find pistol ammunition because I was afraid to use my shotgun, and then the hunters would show up and annihilate me, and for some reason I got over my anxiety and finally beat that game, but I don't know what the breaking point was, but it's easy to feel like you suck in a good survivor horror game, I think.
Unless your name's Ethan Moses, and then you just go balls to the wall, like in real life.
It's your natural element.
I am. At surviving things, that's why, you know, like people may say, oh, this guy doesn't really do a lot with his day. Sometimes I don't. But
Ethan, did you really know that you were that awesome before you played Resident Evil 1?
When I was born, actually, a Buddhist holy man walked by the hospital and said, coincidentally, he was going to a Buddhist temple of some sort, and someone just, you know, it was a big coincidence, actually. I'm lying again. I'm making that up. No, I didn't. It just instinctually just came into it. But one time I got a fortune cookie that said, you are the chosen one. Swear to God, ask Matt Hiddle. I'm not lying about that. Didn't stay.
Maybe he just gave it to you.
But he may have. He was sneaky like that. Take us home, Cole.
Wait. Oh. I have something to say about Resident Evil.
JoshLee.com.
Nobody cares.
I do, damn it.
It just turns the monitor.
No!
Breaks the stream.
I think Resident Evil was hard because it was a bad game.
Shut up, Josh Lee. I was defending him the whole night.
This is the first time I've been nervous during a live podcast that someone might die.
Oh, I'll kiss him to death.
Kiss him to death.
It'll embarrass you online and it'll kill you.
That's what a manly man does.
I happen to think that the controls were broken on that game.
Controls? There were like several elements of the game design that sucked ass. The whole typewriter ribbon thing? No. False tension. Bad game design. Lazy.
Easy to call out in 2001.
He's getting really angry.
Yeah. Really? Like, it's like saying bread, before it was sliced, was crappy because it wasn't sliced, but once we discovered how to slice it, it was better. It's exactly.
Well, we can see if we go back in time so better. I can show you that I don't have, like, reviews from.
You know what? We're going back in time. We're going to settle this once and for all.
Perfect use of a time machine. It's got one use, and it'll burn up. What are you going to do with it? I want to prove that Josh really didn't like Resident Evil when it came out.
But if you go back in time,
Maybe Josh is stuck
in Resident Evil. Josh Lee back in time, because if you go back in time, you're already going to know that you don't like
it. I've already changed the future.
Yeah.
All right, we good on Resident Evil?
No, I'm not, but we should probably move on.
That'll be a different solo podcast between you.
We'll just scream at each other the whole time. You're wrong! No, you're wrong!
That's the poop cast.
3 hours. It's time travel time.
About. All
right, cool. Time cop.
The last game is similar to Josh's. I didn't have a whole lot of Halo experience until Halo 2 multiplayer, and played with a bunch of guys who were awesome at it. I think I've mentioned it before, but we played in a LAN where we had an Xbox in an upstairs apartment and an Xbox in the downstairs apartment, ran a LAN cable, and had 4-on-4, which were on tiny TV screens. I don't even know how we played. They're like 13-inch TV screens on one of them. With four, it was
problems.
Four player split screen.
It still sucks, dude.
Like I was playing GoldenEye back in the day. Just constantly got my ass handed to me. Where we had this thing where the lowest score always had to sub out with somebody else, because we usually had more than 8 people around, and I was always constantly sitting on the couch watching them play, because I would always suck. So that's my Halo 2, and I guess it kind of transitioned to Halo Reach as well, but I didn't play a whole lot of multiplayer in it.
You weren't too enamored with that, were you?
No, because it just totally reminded me of Halo 2, and it brought back all those feelings of inferiority. So
I don't know if I was trying to think of, when we were coming up with these lists, what games really do make you feel the most inferior. And Halo, for the longest time, like I came into Halo late. I got serious about it during towards the end of Halo 3's life cycle, but trying to catch up on multiplayer to people that have been playing it was just about as bad as trying to catch up to people on GoldenEye, which I will talk about later. But I don't know how to get rid of that inferiority complex that comes with these multiplayer games, and Halo is certainly bad at it, so I don't blame you at all for
sucking at Halo.
yeah, it's just like, again, you have to play a certain amount and almost train yourself to get good at, and when the community doesn't really support you, it's easy to just move on to another game.
See, I normally just get pissed off at the community and keep playing it until I get good. It's like, you know, the power of negative thinking.
Is that why you don't like Halo?
I'm not very good at Halo because I don't like it very much. Actually, no, and Gifford will attest to this, I'm actually pretty good at Halo.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You kicked my ass.
It comes naturally to me, all these games. I'm amazing.
All right, let's go to Gifford's list. Run through your top 5, and I'll pay attention this time, and then we'll go back for story time.
Y'all heard it here. He's paying attention this time. As JP can attest, Mario Kart, especially the first one, I really haven't played any Double Dash, but while I'm maybe passable on Mario Kart 64, I'm just bad at Mario Kart for the Super NES, and I mean horrible.
I remember that.
So yeah, that got me not. Oh, yeah. So we're supposed to move on through the list.
Yeah. No story time yet. I'm paying attention.
Any Street Fighter game? Bad. Not good at it. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the multiplayer. Any basketball game? Ever? NBA Jam included?
Or Sims?
I would say anything except NBA Jam. So yeah, Sims, going back to Jordan versus Bird. Or Jordan versus Bird? Magic versus Bird?
Dr. J versus Bird?
Whatever the hell the one... one
Jam versus Bird?
What is this? Get your G-rated jokes out of here.
And Wii Tennis, which is just like in real life, actually.
That's actually not how you play tennis in real life.
No, I mean, I suck at tennis.
I had to defend my sport. All right.
Yeah.
He's judging again.
That's what I do. That's what I'm here to do as a host. Belittle everyone. That's what people like, right? Let me know in the chat.
So yeah, Mario Kart. I don't know what it is. Probably another one of those I had Genesis things.
What about, what's it particularly about the game were you bad at?
Keeping I can't stay on the track. Yeah.
That's a pretty big component of the game.
And I guess also can't get, what else they also can't get the little hop buttons turn.
Oh. Power slide. So he's not good at the buttons and he's not good at staying on the track.
That so you're explains. Bad at the D-pad and you're bad at the buttons.
But I'm not bad at the D-pad. I just have trouble.
Well, what? How are you controlling the car?
I mean, I can control.
Because he's an anti-SNESite.
He was using his Android phone.
I can play racing games. Like, I'm not horrible keeping my car on the track on other racing games. Just that one. I slide off the track a lot, especially if there's lava or water or icy water.
How were you at F-Zero?
I don't know. Never played F-Zero.
What other racing games were on the SNES that used...
Didn't have a SNES.
Like, there was, like, point. Doing the Mode 7 thing?
Yeah.
There was an off-road race, and Ivan Stewart.
I'm badass at that in the
off-road. What about rock and roll racing?
The Baja one, I think.
It wasn't really Mode 7. It was rock and roll racing.
Not the first one.
No, I think the problem is he had an overload of blast processing, and that disabled his ability to
Mode 7 process Mode 7. Enough.
Yeah,
you didn't get blasted in the face. Or something
I'm just trying to think if I. Not, I'm trying to be nice, but I don't mean this in a mean way. But
yeah, sure.
But you're a dickhead. And I hate you. I was going to say I don't know of anyone that wasn't good at Mario Kart. Like it just seemed to be that was a group game that I played with a lot of people and very pick
and
up.
Somebody had to be the loser.
I was horrible at it. I was horrible at it. All the shells, all the turtle shells. Anytime I see a turtle shell when I'm actually driving, I panic and I go right off the road. Regardless if there's lava or ice water.
But you can't die, they just put you back right back on the track.
That throws me off. And then I drive backwards.
I mean, your metric would just be, like, extreme number of losses. I mean, like, how would you determine, like, I'm really bad at Mario? Because everybody, you're supposed to get hit by bananas. You're supposed to, you know, go off the track sometimes.
I mean, I don't think I have ever won.
Then you suck.
There's a rubber banding in Mario Kart. How could you have never won?
He was the guy at the end of the race that was just like running repeatedly into the wall.
Yeah. I got second place one time.
Was that you?
Yeah, on the one for the SNES, yes.
Are you bad at all racing games?
No, I just said that. Like,
would you pay attention? That's so rude.
Like, Burnout, and Gran Turismo? I'm fine. I'm actually pretty good at Burnout.
I don't know. I don't think there's an excuse for that. I think that's embarrassing because I think
system's 20 years
we
old.
Should have we should have the ultimate suck off in
what?
Wrong show.
I walked myself right into that. No, you and I should play Mario Kart together and see who's really the worst at it, and then we'll have the ultimate suck off after that. Here all night, folks. We're live.
Don't forget to tip your waitress. So Street Fighter. Not the first one, because that doesn't count. I don't mean Street Fighter 2, the first one. I mean the first Street Fighter 1. Nobody's ever played that.
I was going to say, I don't have a frame of reference. Street Fighter 2010.
Street Fighter 2 and then all the 17 sequels that were Street Fighter 2, Hyper, Alpha,
Rainbow.
Super Duper. Yeah, Rainbow. And then the new Street Fighters on... Xbox Live, I'm bad at those two. And I'm not horrible at all fighting games. It's another anomaly.
How much did you play that game?
Not a lot, because I liked Mortal Kombat better.
Because, did you play a lot of Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Because I kind of had this theory that I'm actually not any good at Street Fighter, but I've played a ton of it. So, I don't feel...
You can't play a ton of that game and be totally awful just because you're going to learn
the
moves.
Well, just where's the bar with these games? Like... You can beat your friends, or you can beat somebody that's played the game before.
Well, that's
I don't feel like I could beat anyone that knows what they're doing in that game.
If you play with several different groups of friends, say, and you are the worst in every single group, and you play the game a bunch, you suck.
Okay.
But there's always going to be those groups where you got the one guy who's the ring. It's not fun to play with.
But what if you selected your friends based on whether or not you could beat them in video games?
Probably didn't have very good friends.
Okay.
Or you're friends with Cole.
Hadouken.
What does that mean?
Well, did you catch the second part?
He said, is anyone listening to this podcast?
No, I'm not listening. I'm like Josh. I'm not listening.
That's okay, because the Street Fighter's really not that exciting. Yeah. But that said...
No, I don't think there's much to be embarrassed.
No.
No.
What character did you usually choose? Was it Blanca?
You look like a Chun-Li.
Absolutely not. No, I was either a Guile or a Ken or a Ryu.
I always went with Guile. Not Ken. Too cocky.
I prefer Ryu over Ken. But I always had trouble with the... whatever the punch is.
The Shoryuken!
Yes. I could never get the toward down toward right, at least on the arcade.
Everybody make a Street Fighter noise.
The drag punch.
Hey, kick it, kick it! I am M. Bison. Did he do that one?
So when I tried to just do this thing, I never got it. When I eventually just got to the point where I just kind of went like in that direction a couple times like this and hit punch.
It's a play. It's a play with all video.
Sometimes when I just did this,
I just kept going.
I would do a drag punch every time. You just gotta slop it. Don't.
I think maybe the difference here is none of this like impinged on my self confidence. I will still play those games and happily lose.
Did you call your climax the dragon punch? All right, baby, be prepared for the dragon punch.
So are you kidding?
That's the part that I edited later.
Oh, build up my combo meter. Where did they have those sit back then?
Okay, moving on to a game with guns.
Okay, game with guns. Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, aside from being laser tag. I can't even remember exactly what it was other than I died a lot, and even though I play a lot of FPS games, and I enjoy them, and I'm normally at least fair to Midland, I would just die, like, immediately. A lot.
And I thought that's how that game played.
Yeah, maybe
you're playing it right.
Experience.
I think you're playing it correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
Based on what I know of that game.
You can't be good at that game unless you play it. And my youngest brother and I talk about this all the time. Unless you play every single day for at least 8 hours. And nothing but that game. Because as soon as you take, like, 2 days off, you're done. You're out. You can't win.
Coleman, experience, Modern Warfare guy.
I disagree. I think you can take days off.
Circle gets a square.
What? Sorry.
I think you take days off and still be good. I think it all depends on what kind of server you get onto more than anything else. I haven't played it in a while, and I still feel confident that I could jump back in and do decent and have a higher kill total than death. So I don't know. I think you guys suck at Call of Duty.
Probably.
Yeah.
Was
Modern Warfare
getting
that?
It's exactly why Modern Warfare 2 your game, or was Modern Warfare 1 your game?
Modern Warfare 1 was my game, because for some reason, before it really blew up, it was like $37 at Target right before Christmas. And so I jumped on it and was like, you know, I'm not a big first-person shooter fan, but this looks interesting. Bought it, and then... played a ton of multiplayer in it, and then kind of got bored with the second one, just because it felt the same. But I don't know. I was actually kind of decent at that game, and nice. That was probably the most recent game that I could consider myself good at.
Try to determine if there was a change in the multiplayer at all.
Well, you know,
I don't think so, really. I mean, they did add things, but...
Disagree with everyone, Cole.
The basics were the same. I will. I'm not there.
It should be called the horribly disagreeable show.
Josh, you can do whatever the fuck I want.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't know. Like, I played a shit ton of Call of Duty on the PC. I suck at put me in front of, you know... Again, it's the... I got my thumbs are no
English?
Good. Ton of 1 and 2 and 4. 3 was a console only and it sucked. Right? So 1, 2, and 4 I played a ton of on the PC, and it was very, like, the feel of the game, everything about it was, you know, I thought it skill translated from one game to the next pretty well. But something about, I don't know if it was the crowd or, you know, unlocks, maps, I don't know what it was, but Modern Warfare 2, I get my ass kicked. Same thing with Black Ops. And I played... I mean, really, I was not that bad. Like, I played, you know, a little bit competitively. I was sucked. but for that crowd, you know, just played with some people that were pretty good, and they didn't completely smear me all the time. But with those newer ones, it's brutal. And I mean, it's probably just because the popularity rose to the point where it's all the dude bros. You know, they're just like the reflexes are just they're just faster than me.
I want to have a dude bro podcast.
Just purely by that, they just shoot me in the face a lot. So I think it's not very embarrassing to say you suck at the new ones.
No, I don't think it's embarrassing
at all.
Too many
people that just
I don't think it's embarrassing
all day long. It's just play Call of Duty.
I'm not embarrassed by that.
No,
again, none of these have scarred me. Not embarrassed by them,
except for the next one.
What, basketball games?
Yeah.
No, because I'm actually horrible in basketball in real life, and I grew up in Southern Indiana.
Where football is huge.
Yeah, where football is huge, living 35 miles from Bloomington, where Indiana University is.
Did you watch a lot of Hoosier?
Yeah. Wait, Hoosier the movie or Hoosier's basketball?
The movie.
No, I've never seen the movie. It's banned.
That's why.
No, it's banned in my family. My dad went to Muncie Central, which is the big school that was beat by the small school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's time to get over it.
Also, it's a basketball.
Too soon.
I really don't like basketball.
What?
We are appealing to our demographic right now.
Do you like Gene Hackman?
Hackman?
Gene Hackman's awesome.
I love
watch
Hackman.
The damn movie.
If I'm going to spend 2 or 3 hours watching Gene Hackman, I'm going to watch Unforgiven again.
Have you seen Rudy?
Yes.
Same writers and directors. Watch Hoosiers.
I thought Rudy was kind of stupid, too.
Wasn't Rudy a football movie?
Yeah, about Notre Dame.
Wow. How do we bring this back?
How about I suck at basketball games?
Okay, gotcha. What's the last basketball game you played?
It was one of the 2K games in college. So it was on a PS2.
Okay.
I
think I touched one of the newer 2K games where they're showing off their ability to display sweat on the players as like a selling feature. I don't know. Like, the more realistic those games have gotten, the less playable they are. I don't... Like, I still contend that NBA Live 95 was its peak. That was, like,
yes.
Isometric. That had the right balance of arcade and sim to it. And
like NHL 94.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Give and Go than the shit they put out.
Give and Go. Probably the only person I know that knows what that game is.
I know.
Well, I told you every game I've ever played back when I... Never mind. You knew of every game that I discovered back then.
That's true. I was there.
But the other side, the NBA jams, and also have to give a shout out. Did you ever play Barkley's Shut Up and Jam?
I did not play Shut Up and Jam. I did play NBA Jam, and I was fine at that. But that was an arcade game. It had very little to do with actual basketball.
Besides the actual basketball and
you could go on fire and do 7 flips in the air and break the back.
I can do that.
Globetrotters do that stuff.
They do. A trampoline.
Did you ever out of curiosity try out the NBA Street Series?
No.
I like the first one of that. It was kind of a blend.
That goes back to the I don't really care about basketball.
But I don't care about simulation sports games, but
so
I like
what do
the
you
arcade
play?
Games.
Why do you play basketball games then?
Well, I don't anymore.
Why you did just, you?
Popularity.
Because people had it.
I'm bad at games I don't play.
Yeah,
but
I'm
like,
really bad at games.
It's not
I don't
all sports
play.
Games. Like I like golf. I like Tiger Woods golf. I like Madden. I love FIFA.
I hate sports games. I like to play sports outside. Feel the wind on my face. Then I get sweaty, and sometimes I'll take my...
Can we get a close-up on
this? Where is
eye-fucking
the camera?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had set up right now.
Whoop, sorry, guys.
Forgot to set up our eye-fuck camera.
Sorry, studio audience.
7 women watching us just got pregnant from that.
Cha-ching! Oh, hey, I don't make that much money.
Boom. Last sports game.
Wii Tennis. There's a direct correlation to sports I'm horrible at and sports I'm still bad at all in video games. And tennis is one of them.
Tennis is tough. But if only there was somebody on the podcast who was exceptional at tennis that could tell
well,
us,
Ethan.
Could tell you that that game has nothing to do with tennis. Cool.
I still want to swing really hard.
I was so defensive I didn't... react to how funny that comment was by Cole. I apologize. I just contend that those Wii Sports games, you can't really be good or bad at them.
Oh. Like, did you, like, what? What's your...
I was playing Blair.
Yeah.
It's, but it's Wii Tennis.
Were you just, like, whiffing? Like, was your player just not responding to you because he thought you were a dick?
That's possible.
You don't have to do anything in that game.
I have trouble hitting the ball.
Yeah, I do too.
The me is just standing there saying no.
It could have been. I just have trouble hitting the ball. I whiffed a lot. And it was like, I would be like, oh, I'm swinging too early. And then I would delay my swing and, oh, I'm swinging too late.
Are there, how were you at the baseball game with that? Like other hand-eye coordinated timing, hitting a flying object, Wii games.
I don't know. I'm not sure I've played any other ones.
All right.
But I mean, like, I can play the game on Kinect. I think it's Kinect Adventures. The ball bats again. I'm fine at that. I'm good at Fruit Ninja. I can juggle
Fruit Ninja.
I don't think it's your hands. Fault that you're bad at tennis. Because I think no. The motion.
It's your parents' fault.
I think it's a bad game.
Well, and
I think the controls are terrible.
Yeah. I called a helpline one time, and they told
over
me
Wii Tennis?
Over Wii Tennis, and they told me that my biceps were way too big to play that game. I was so strong. Sex size again. Well, I'm being filtered. Well, I always suspect that when I'm being filtered, I sing Southern Baptist songs. Now I'm back.
All right, Ethan, it's time for the podcast to start. Let's go to your list.
Boom! And now we begin.
Oh, sorry. That was awful.
So my list is not the games I suck at, the games I'm mediocre at, because I'm awesome at a lot of things. And these are games I'm not as great at, but still pretty good. Number one, StarCraft II. Number two, Call of Duty Black Ops. Number three, Wii Bowling. Number four, Gears of War, multiplayer, not single player. And number five, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles.
What's the shooting one?
Shooting, light guns, bang. Not great at it.
Easy with the paper crinkling in the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Nice man.
That's what they...
You can sit on this thing.
Tell me
it won't hurt.
Okay,
things.
Tell me a story about StarCraft II.
StarCraft II. I believe as soon as I began... I bought StarCraft II on the day that it came out, and I was still way behind everybody who was playing that game because they must have gotten it a week before that. I don't know.
Or they'd never stopped playing StarCraft 1.
StarCraft 1. It was one of those games that, you know, the crossover between the first one and the sequel. The game didn't change a whole lot, a little bit, but graphics looked better. And if you were great at 1, you were obviously pretty good at 2. I'm just not good at micromanaging. If the queen of army ants came to me and said, Ethan, I need you to lead my people, the ants... I would turn her down because I'm not good at controlling a lot of little things at the same time. I wish I was. I wish I was, but I'm just not. You know, micromanagement is the key to that game. And if you're going to do anything well, you have to be able to, like, be talking to this guy and then have this guy go kill someone and then have this guy, like, build a farm or whatever you do and harvest crystals. It's just tough. My brain is so small. It's tough to compute all that kind of stuff. basically... Mostly multiplayer, though, because single player you can adjust the difficulty.
Yeah. They did a decent job on the single player.
It was great. Single player is a lot of fun. Multiplayer, I just, like, literally I'll be like, I've made a Zergling! And then, like, a gigantic blimp or whatever the biggest, you know, vehicle that the other team has just wipes me out. My little Zergling just kind of bounces around a little bit. So, yeah, I suck at that game. I'm really bad. I mean, mediocre. I'm mediocre at that game. I forgot. I'm exaggerating my abilities.
Now, do you feel
emasculated?
The player base of StarCraft is so skewed towards, especially now, like skewed towards very experienced players.
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel like you're an okay player in comparison to wipe that population out, which I won't necessarily condone publicly?
Yeah, no, I think that I mean. If people that are crappy at the game, I could beat them. Like, if they're really bad, I could beat them. The people that are pretty bad, we usually tie. If that explains things better.
But this is a self-selected group. Like, if you're playing against people who were okay at the game, like, maybe the first one or the second one, like, they were normal, but they hadn't, like, continued playing StarCraft nonstop for the last 10 years in preparation. Like, so we take that group of people away and instead play you against normal people. I think you're
I think we're all better than we think we are.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe in StarCraft. I'm pretty good at... I don't know. There's different strategies you have to take. I mean, the game is basically determined within the first 5 minutes. I truly believe that. A lot of StarCraft and a lot of RTS games in general is you have to make the right moves. You have to
out flowers for my base.
Well, yeah. That's why I'm kind of like, where should I put my base at? The other guy's like, got a base down. He's like, moving. He's like, oh, yeah, here we go. Got a tank.
You're going to get a tank and just blow Davis?
I think that if you're going to be even just passable at StarCraft II, you have to understand all the concepts of like the early game build and how you need to like quickly set up the economy and stuff and how to and how to scout and all that kind of stuff. There's like those like basic things that you either do them and you could maybe you still suck because you just. Your strategy sucks, or you're just not as fast as the other guy. But if you don't do those things, and you're just like playing it like you're trying to play Age of Empires or something like casually or whatever, then you just don't even go online because there are, in my experience, because I'm kind of one of those guys. I'm not very good at the game. In my experience, every time I've ever gone online with StarCraft II, I mean, I've completely just been routed every single time. I play team games so that my teammates can prop me up, and it's not fair to them. So I decided to not play online.
There's nothing worse than that feeling when you realize you're the guy that's dragging them down.
Yeah,
you have good intentions and you know how to play other games. And I've been there a lot.
So wait,
sounds like you're speaking from experience there.
Has somebody like written a book on the strategies or something?
Oh,
like
on StarCraft 2? Yeah, it's amazing.
You can find a ton of that information online.
Yeah,
like if you just put like a little bit of time into studying or just watching some matches. Like, there's a million different ways to watch matches online. Like,
none of those StarCraft players get off by trying to explain how great they are and try to give you tips.
Yeah.
No, none of them.
No, it's ridiculous how
But there's commentators for all those matches, like, you can watch, like, all the sites that host that stuff. And you just listen and you will learn so much by watching a couple of games. But, like, if you just don't even go there and you're just trying to play the game, like, I'm going to turtle up and I'm going to go grab some No, you're done.
Yeah.
Within the first 2 minutes of the game, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I guess what did they take care of the you can't spam Zerglings anymore? That was great in the first.
No, that was
no. I mean, that's still a thing.
That's still a big strategy. Sure, I mean, there's all kinds of there's strategies that you build into. There's like that quick like beat the guy within 2 minute strategy. It's just risk and reward based on all that kind of stuff. But again, it's just and the Zergs or the Zerg itself that is a tough race to use. And I always use them because I like slimy things. I like to crawl around.
Let's move on.
Oh, yes. Call of Duty Black Ops. I don't know. I mean, Gifford basically went on and on about... he didn't go on and on, but we went on and on about why we all kind of suck at that game. And another thing is, it's based in, like, the 60s and 70s. I wasn't around at that time. I'm not really sure, the lingo, and I get confused about that kind of stuff, too. And the other thing is, I'm not very good with the knife. I think that was something that we didn't talk about with Modern Warfare 2.
I don't know what that means.
The knife stabbing people. The melee attack, man. I always get killed.
Why is
on
that important in laser tag?
In laser tag? We're not talking about laser tag.
You like hold up, you're about to snipe somebody, and then some other plucker sneaks up behind you.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys that can just commando rush you. There's a big, and I think they're fixing it with Modern Warfare 3, but there's a big, you can put certain perks together and basically just become, like, invincible with knifing people. And I'm just not, I don't have good reaction time. I'll have my gun, and then some guy will be running at me, and I'll go, oh, my! And he'll stab me, and I'll be done. So,
When you're on the consoles, what's the button for knife?
It's actually R3, which is tough. It's you push it in. I don't know. It's difficult. I do a lot better on the PC. Actually, I've noticed I've done a lot better. Like, I have, like, Battlefield Bad Company 2. PC compared to PlayStation 3, I'm much better on PC, but the skill of players on PC is considerably better than on PlayStation 3, so it kind of evens itself out. I'm assuming that would happen, with Black Ops and stuff like that. But again, those are just, and I know Cole disagrees with me, and I really don't care, but you got to play those games all the time.
Is Cole still there?
I'm still here.
He's sleeping because Ethan's so boring.
Skype has told us that there's some kind of issue, but
no, you look
fine
to me. You
look good. I'm gonna throw another Wii game in here. Wii bowling. I'm bad at it. People look so good. at Wii Bowling. It's not, it's difficult, you know. I'm not good at actual bowling because I try to throw the ball as hard as I possibly can, and that's not, there's an aspect of finesse, you know. And the whole bicep thing that I mentioned earlier.
they get in the way of trying to curl
it
your arm.
It just does. As soon as I go up, I'm like, oh, I can only come to right about here. And then I'm done.
How are you at the real sport?
Oh, bad. Really bad. One of my fingers almost came off because it got stuck on the bowling ball and I threw it. I'm just going to go ahead and say that's a lie as well. I'm not going to go into that story, but
fucking liar.
You can, but in the back of my mind, but I will say when I'm actually bowling, in the back of my mind, I feel like my thumb is going to get caught. It's going to come off. The ball is going to fly across the room, hit somebody's like birthday cake, because people have birthday parties at bowling alleys a lot. They're going to be upset. They'll be like, what are you doing? I'll be like, my thumb's gone. And it'll just be really embarrassing. You know?
Just, you know what? I got to say, I have thought about that before, like while bowling. If you get you get a ball with a real tight hole. And then, you know. And I'm, I'm just thinking, you know, God, what if it gets stuck? Because sometimes it will. Like, I've been sitting there holding it, and I've gotten it stuck.
They call you bowling ball boy, and you would never have any friends after that. But if you got in a situation where you had to fight crime, you'd use the bowling ball as a weapon.
How do you cut off a bowling ball? Like, what? How hard is that?
You smash it really hard.
You can do
it. Rock.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy do it. Another lie. Another lie.
You can use, like, an industrial bandsaw. You can cut through it.
Stop lying, Ethan.
I can't.
It's resin.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I get frustrated at Wii Bowling because I used to bowl as a kid, like, for, like, 5 years and took it way too seriously. And I get upset that I can't use an actual bowling motion and be decent at the game. Like, you just... It's just kind of ways to short arm
that
game.
Motion
and,
plus?
Huh?
Are you playing with the motion
I've played
plus
with... It, that doesn't work on that game.
Like, Wii Bowling?
Wii...
In resort.
Motion plus
Sports
is
Resort.
I haven't tried bowling on Sports Resort.
Yeah, it's the same game. It just it's better, like with the wrist motion stuff.
It's on a beach.
More
vital.
It has more fidelity.
No, yeah, the bowling does not take place on the beach, but everyone does wear Hawaiian shirts.
If it was on the beach, it'd be bocce.
Does that game have a cosmic bowling variant?
Yes, you get high before you play.
The Wii already has neon colors because it only can display like 8.
Next up. Did just on a side note, did Carl Sagan have anything to do with the invention of cosmic bowling? Cosmos reference.
Weed reference.
Gears of War multiplayer. Cole talked about the single player. I kind of laughed at him about that. But multiplayer is tough. Actually, Gifford put a grenade on my back at one point in a multiplayer session, and I exploded, and everybody laughed. It was funny. I didn't think it was as funny. It was late. I was getting a little groggy, a little bit hungry, had to pee. I don't know. I just can't get into the whole... Like, I'm really good at taking cover and just kind of sitting around and kind of popping off shots at people. But when it comes to those actions, like that whole shotgun combo where you hit the guy and then blow him to pieces, I'm not good at that. I'm not really good at the sniper rifle. When I get a flamethrower, I just go nuts. I just, you know, I go renegade and I just start flaming all over the place. And that has a very specific range.
I've seen you flame all over.
Oh, I do. I flame all over the place.
Flame on.
Wink. It's a tough game. But Horde mode, I feel like I don't do so bad in that game. You know,
Horde mode's awesome.
I love Horde mode. I'd rather play with other people than, you know... Or, I mean, play with other people against bad guys than play against other people and have to make them bad guys. Because it's my friends. I'm like, that guy's shooting at me, but we're cool.
Dicks. We're bros.
Have you guys played Beast Mode yet?
Beast Mode!
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. It's really fun. I love it. Thumbs up.
Did you, Cole?
No, I haven't played it yet.
I
just heard some...
see you messing around your phone, dude.
Taking pictures.
You know what he's taking pictures of?
We had... Very quick.
I'll tweet it so you guys can see it.
And you 100% skipped me earlier with the Gears experience thing, so I'm going to hijack real quick. That when Cole and I played Horde the other night, it was super good. And if anybody hasn't played it yet, but you played 2 Horde mode, the Horde mode 3 is way better.
Oh yeah,
it is much improved. There's a ton of new stuff.
Different.
Yeah, they've added a lot to it.
I'm not sure it's better.
Oh,
what?
I don't like all the extra crap. I just want to kill monsters.
What the hell? Well, that gets boring.
Like
the extra crap is what's going to make the game not be, the Horde mode not be boring.
You feel like you have an investment in it. You know, you can
I can't believe
you guys
are
idiots. I'm
just
want to
go pick up a sniper rifle and pick up.
I don't like anything related to tower defense. This is what it starts to feel like.
Get the.
Oh, yeah. Get out of town, Charlie.
Get out of here.
I don't like tower defense, but I really enjoy
it. Get on the bus.
I
like tower defense, but I don't want it in this game. I want to be able to pick up the sniper rifle, run down, grab ammo, and then go back
into
my cover.
You can do all that shit. You can
have to pay for it. Well.
Well,
shoot, dudes.
But
well,
you gotta pay for everything.
Unless you suck really hard, you're going to have money to
do
those things. It's not
like...
it's
not this podcast episode.
Oh.
It's just the
I agree with Josh. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Gears
me too.
Of War.
Well, there we go.
Don't suck
apparently
at.
He... Yeah.
I do not suck at Gears of War.
Yeah. No. Whatever.
Well, this was about me.
Yeah.
Well, your opinion sucks.
Last game.
Okay, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. Now everyone's going to be like, oh, you're just making a big deal about Resident Evil and how awesome you are at it. Umbrella Chronicles was a light gun game, and light gun games are confusing because...
Whiny listeners.
Huh?
We have whiny listeners.
Yeah, we do.
That's what
whiny
as hell.
I can tell when even when they tap in the, or type in.
Thanks
the,
for listening to our live podcast.
I hate all of you. You're all assholes. but no, a light gun, I've never been really good at light gun games because, in my opinion, one... you can't choose when you take cover, and if you're in like a you know survival situation with guns, I don't know why I did this. Then you're gonna be able to like
run
to
corner
stuff. I don't know, light gun games have always thrown me off. Aubrey and I actually played a zombie light gun game that I like, Dead House of the Dead, and she won. She like survived longer than I did, which is crazy. Should
embarrassing.
Never happen, but it, happened. It is embarrassing. Umbrella Chronicles 2, I struggled through it. There was a boss at the very end that was just... I can't shoot rockets. That's one of the things. Is in real life, never will you come to a moment where you only have a handgun and someone's going to shoot rockets at you and you have to shoot rockets out of the air. That's just never going to happen. It'll never happen. If it does, I apologize to whoever confronts a scenario like that. I'm sorry. I know. There's one guy like, oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
He's shooting rockets at you right now.
You have no realm of comparison to know whether it's embarrassing or not to be bad at this game.
At light gun games? Hey, you go. Let's just say light gun games in general. Let's just...
Yeah, no, I've played a lot of Umbrella Chronicles.
I feel inferior playing
and there's
games.
And
oh, yeah.
If you suck at that, then yeah, you're just... You definitely should be embarrassed. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Damn.
Same thing with Wii Bowling.
Just laying the gauntlet down.
I agree with you on the horde mode.
It's
all right. Take it back.
It's all right. He sucks at Super Mario Brothers.
It's we can disagree on things.
No, we
opposites
can't.
Attract.
Obviously, he's good at light gun games. He spent more time in Duck Hunt.
On the other hand, I'm just not embarrassed by much, so I'm not embarrassed by it. So there. This is the that was. I think we may win an Emmy. Do you get Emmys for live podcasts? for best chemistry? We talked about this. This was a Grimmy.
You'll get a Grimmy for it.
We're going to get a Grimmy for next year.
It was just
best sexual chemistry on
locked eyes.
Locked eyes? That was a thing.
No, probably.
Oh, man. My wife's going to be so mad because I don't lock eyes as well anymore. You know? So.
What'd you get with that guy?
Well, that guy's really super handsome. I can't.
You just clicked.
We get along really well.
You can't
opposite
stop.
To track, babe.
I'm so all jealous.
Right. Final list of the evening. Mine's got a couple repeats as far as genre goes, so the story time might be a little short. But first game is Warcraft 3, then all of the Madden football games, Counter-Strike, and Coop's going to ridicule me for that, but Coop's an animal. And fourth would be Terraria and Minecraft, if it's possible to suck at those games. And then last would be GoldenEye. That's my nemesis. As far as Warcraft goes, I can lump a lot of this back into StarCraft, but I haven't played a lot of StarCraft because I'm not good at Warcraft, so it intimidates me to play StarCraft. Because
it's in the future.
Yeah. And I've played a lot more multiplayer. I've played a lot more multiplayer Warcraft 3 and just have never felt as lost in a game as far as I had a moment where the only match I ever won against players that had played, I had no idea why I won. And then just the rest of the matches of just feeling like I'm, you know, building up my base at a good speed and then just getting wiped out in a matter of seconds and not... Just, like, feeling like they're playing a different game at a different speed and you want to yell out cheat codes or, like, they have to be... they have to be
cheat
hacking.
Codes!
And I really think there's...
There is no cow level!
There's just a level of micromanagement skills that I either don't have the patience to learn or I'm not capable of.
And
that's why strategy games intimidate me.
Well, and that game took it to the next level because not only were you managing like your
resources in your little militaries, you had your main characters that could level up. Yeah. And you had to actually level them up to be anything.
Yeah, they're all doing other things while you're doing three other
things.
That's
tough.
And people are using words like macros, and I don't understand what they are. And
so your first problem was playing it online.
What?
What?
What about Gifford's mom?
What?
I didn't say anything about Gifford's mom.
What did you say?
His problem was playing it online?
Yeah. Your first problem was playing it online.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I heard Gifford's mom in there.
I think we know what your mind is on.
Yeah. I've been really like
all kinds of disturbing for more than one reason.
I've been thrown off by the chemistry on my right.
Strategy.
Yeah, I would be too.
Strategy games are hard. That's not anything to be embarrassed
about. Okay, thank you.
No, I agree.
The Madden football games, Cole was around for the kind of the inception of my hatred and suckiness for at all Madden games. I wasn't too bad at Madden 94, but I also can't say that I really played any multiplayer other than against the computer. But when those games started getting realistic around the 64, I just stopped being interested and stopped feeling like I knew how to play the game. Especially any time I play against a lot of our friends that took the game pretty seriously, I just, again, anytime I just feel inferior or like that I feel like I'm playing the game wrong, I don't want to play it. And
yeah, anytime he feels inferior, he finds a game that he's really, really good at and then makes us all play it with him, like Blitz.
That's why I love NFL Blitz.
Do you have fun playing the single player?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Like I said the other week, I pick that game up every 2 or 3 years just to kind of get a refresher. But although my old roommate can attest to this, the most recent game that I bought Madden last year. I played one game, avenged the Colts Super Bowl loss, and then never played it again.
That was money well spent.
That was money well spent.
The Colts, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with two brothers that basically like won games by like 200 touchdowns. Like literally 200 touchdowns, which is what, 1,400.
It was a 48-hour game.
Yeah. I mean, they killed me in this game. So all I did was when everybody would go to bed or would leave the house, I would go in, I'd create a player with my name and just throw Hail Mary passes like Doug Flutie. Just, it was awesome. That's all I did. Good memories.
Your brother, Nathan is that way with all sports video game. He always destroys them.
Matthew's pretty. I mean, I'd like to see those two go head to head. Nathan's a little bit nicer. Matthew goes for the kill, but man, they're both really good at football.
I mean, is that game as hard as I make it out to be? As far as getting good at it,
I think you have to understand. I think it's the point you need to understand.
I feel like I understand football.
Well, but I mean, you need to understand from the standpoint of looking at a defense and then calling an audible.
But
or
dude, I know exactly how to fix the Colts.
I'm kidding.
I don't know. I don't. My opinion on this is going to be biased because I think the Madden games are terrible. I think
that's kind of my question.
They're not fun.
Do the other games I hate, as far as like that require that special level of skill and training, is Madden on that level? Is kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have the team here to kind of make that judgment.
I don't know. I've seen people play that are pretty good at the game, and it doesn't look
magical.
I don't know what it... Well, I guess I could break this down to the same reason I don't like modern baseball and basketball games, is they all try to be as realistic as possible,
and that will never be fun.
Yeah. I don't think that will ever be fun. So when you take the game parts out of it, you know, and you're just trying to make it a simulation, I think it's gonna... Like, it'll never actually be real, I think there's this level of, like, there's this barrier there. And to be good at that, I guess, just means playing a lot of Madden. Knowing football has nothing to do with it.
I disagree because I played soccer for 25 years, and FIFA is really real, or as real as they can make it, and I love it.
Well, okay, actually, I do like some of the soccer games, too. I played FIFA, Pro Evolution, that's not bad.
Soccer are fun games.
But basketball, football, baseball, and in particular those three.
Okay.
Because, I don't play hockey games, but I have, I've played some pretty good soccer.
I play hockey games.
See?
I don't do that.
That's my big issue. I was great at badminton, but I just can't find a good badminton simulator out there.
Why
is it?
I think some of those lacrosse developers have been making some Badminton games.
You know, the ones that spammed all the other games?
Yeah, I would play the shit out of that. Oh, I love Badminton. You know, it's an Olympic sport.
You want to play together sometime?
I would. Doubles, man. We'll take on
you would definitely love to shuttle your cocks.
Coleman run. Coleman run. Coleman run.
All the way in Kentucky. I'm here all night.
Last thing I wanted to say, you mentioned a good point about going after the realism, and related to that, that's kind of my worry for a lot of Battlefield 3 advertising lately has been the most realistic shooter yet. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a selling point, but we'll save that for now.
Well, yeah.
My point is, I agree, like, real doesn't necessarily mean that's a good video game.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I suck at that game. The other game I am terrified to play and just hate that I enjoy playing similar games would be Counter-Strike. I loathed that game. I think mainly because those guys kept stealing all my bandwidth my freshman year of college. But
sorry.
It has a lot of what I hate about the fears with the Call of Duty games recently, with you just die instantly, and that was, I could never get past that with Counter-Strike.
Extremely unforgiving.
Yeah.
And I mean, you get punished for sucking.
Mm-hmm.
In bites, though. In, like, little bites. That's the...
You get punished for sucking in here. Watch these players that are better than you, and you might get another turn, but you won't last 2 seconds. And I think I came into that game late. I think a lot of these games that I dislike, I missed the curve because I was playing... Heck, I was playing Unreal Tournament this time. That was a lot more fun to me. And I've always said that I prefer more fun and sci-fi and ridiculous weapons in my shooters than going after realism. And maybe that's just my preference, but that's why Counter-Strike and Modern Warfare games just haven't appealed to me.
Well, what about, do you like that kind of game mode in other shooters? Like the, the round-based, that when you die, you're sitting out for, a minute or two. The Call of Duty games have that, and Search and Destroy. It's almost the exact, the same game mode.
Yeah, the closest... I've never been annoyed by that in, the Battlefield games.
Well, but in Battlefields, you're always respawning. Counter-Strike, that's...
What about Gears when you're, you run out of life tickets in Gears 3?
That's a little
weird. Do you mind watching?
But I'm already invested in that game.
That's a little bit different, though, because you will get, a second or third chance, maybe.
That's true.
But Counter-Strike, you can die within the first 5 seconds of a round.
And you're done. Yeah.
And then you're sitting there in front of your screen for 3 minutes doing nothing but just getting raged.
That's when you check your Napster downloads, man.
It's not, but in the end, the downtime isn't what annoys me about that game. It's just how short my life spans are, and I'm not learning anything to get better. Mm-hmm. And I never sense progress in that game.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where Call of Duty is built off of, is they give you a lot more sense of progression even when you suck. But it still doesn't appeal to me. Just the short lifespan.
Yeah. It is brutal, but it's also, there's a reward there too. And there's something to be said for playing each round is like its own game. Like, you play a 2 to 3 minute, or sometimes less, short. Like, it's almost, it's the same as like a map rotation is in other games, you win or you lose, when you have a good round, it can just erase all of the bullshit from the last, 10. That's how I feel least about it. But yeah, that's one of those games that you've got to play when you're not very good, at least. You've got to play with other people that are just playing casually.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I only do the hardcore guys.
That is really brutal. It's got a crowd that is super hardcore. Because any of those games that have been around that long, you're going to have that.
Did you guys play Go at PAX?
Coop did. He's got a preview coming up on the site actually here pretty soon.
Okay, I was just wondering if what Josh was saying is going to translate to that version.
I was scared to death by that game. All I know is Coop got owned in that game, and that does not bode well for.
Well, he's playing on Xbox.
Yeah, that's his. He was out of his element. So,
Donnie, you're out of your element. Oh man, good. I was going for that too.
next up, the Terraria, Minecraft, build your own world, take your own adventure type of games. I suck at these games because I have just utter paralysis when I am faced with a blank slate of a game that I can do anything. I don't know where to start.
Do you feel like I need to?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I feel like I need to bust out some graph paper and plan out exactly what my play session is going to be, and then go accomplish.
You just need to let go.
I can't do it.
Let go.
Yeah.
I think this all comes down to you have way too much anxiety going into any of these games you're playing. Just go in and have fun.
I don't understand.
You're Indiana Jones reaching for the Grail down in the crack, and you just need to.
Can't
let go.
Like, just reach right into that crack and grab it.
What if I build the penis wrong?
You think like I got to? You got to make it. Yeah, you got. It's like don't perfection.
You have experience about making perfect penises, Justin.
Have you ever
made
like
a computer?
What?
Like somebody made a working computer in my head.
Oh yeah.
You got to start.
How do you start in these games?
Okay, look online for inspiration. That's cool. But then when you go to build things, start out small. And to small victories, because they'll
like
lead
what,
to more
bench?
Stuff. So you go, I'm going to build a city. Start with one little house.
Yeah.
And then build another one next to it and connect them with the road. And then, like, it's all about bite-sized things. If you don't feel like you're making progress, then it feels like work.
Mm-hmm.
Or play real video games like an adult.
Get them.
You know what? No, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I'm glad you got turned on.
With which one?
Well, with Josh.
Okay.
I mean, what is a real video game? You know? I mean, that
I think that's
is.
Another 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. Just in our next podcast. No, but I mean, I think, again, with Minecraft is if you look at the whole... This is kind of how I... Like, let's say we're dealing with world hunger. You can't cure the whole world of hunger.
Yeah.
But you can cure a few people from hunger, and you move on from there. Same thing with Minecraft.
That's a good point. I'm hungry.
I would love a sandwich. And if I was going to make you a sandwich, I can't just build you a sandwich. I start with the bread, I get some cheese, a tomato maybe. Do you like tomatoes?
And the reward at the end
is
going
a sandwich.
To be a fucking sandwich. That's delicious.
You build it. You just build that sandwich
If you
up.
Don't get satisfaction out of creating
craft?
Something, then you that
is
whatever
there a
the artistic like part of your brain is yourself. Completely
you,
shut off.
You start with the grilled cheese. You move on to the Dagwood. Okay. That's the progression you have to look at. That's it. Minecraft is like moving from a grilled cheese to a Dagwood. Case closed.
Or we can play real video games.
I don't know if I
like,
learned anything.
Up.
I think
what?
I'm more confused
yeah,
about this game because I didn't know you could make sandwiches.
Yeah!
You can all make right. a giant sandwich.
Can you suck at either one of those games, though?
You can make food.
I feel
you
like,
can bake,
I feel like
you
I'm
can
pointing
bake,
it completely
cake.
Wrong again.
You
so
can, you can
bread,
this is my definition
bread.
Of sucking. You can suck a terrarium.
What about GoldenEye?
You can suck a terrarium.
GoldenEye is my ultimate nemesis as far as feeling completely inept as a video game player. Again, I was spending my time... I don't know what I was playing. I was probably playing Blood Skull. But I think I just missed the initial boat, and by the time I started playing GoldenEye, everybody had the maps memorized, and proximity mines destroyed my interest in GoldenEye multiplayer. And I just had asshole friends that, well...
Wait a minute. Wait.
I was your friend, and he's here!
What am I waiting for?
We're the assholes. Codes.
Well, I want to go back through the timeline and figure out, was this the game that made me find games that you guys sucked at? Did this, like, take me down that path, or had I already been an asshole to you guys?
I think you were already an asshole, but
yeah.
I'd be willing to do some investigations to see whether GoldenEye came out before WCW versus NWO.
Oh,
or Blitz.
Time travel again?
Yeah, those are the two games.
Those
you gotta find some release dates around WCW, NWO versus GoldenEye. So,
all right, GoldenEye came out in August of 97.
Exciting fact checking.
So,
wait, what?
So, beyond the proximity mines and the spawn point, because that's a dick move no matter who does it, Ben Lawson.
Yeah.
But was it everything else?
The
two? I mean, did you get
it just. I always like. Yeah, I mean, even in standard modes, they all knew where the guns were, and like to the point where, basically, it's just my theme with these games is the game stopped being fun for me before I could learn to get good.
Skill disparity amongst a small group of friends. It's always a problem with those local multiplayer games. Smash Brothers, the same problem. Mario Kart. You know,
there's always the asshole, and I'm normally that guy, but when I'm not on top, I don't want to play that game.
That's I am with arm wrestling.
You're not on top.
The people that I was around were always better. They had bigger arms.
Did you find a WCW release date?
Not for World Tour. Hold on, I'm looking up Revenge.
Yeah, Revenge would have been when I really took off
okay.
that technique. You can beat anyone.
But maybe I don't suck at the game. I just hate the game for those memories. Like,
you got a chance for redemption with the reskinned version.
No.
Okay, Justin, you might be a semi asshole.
Did you guys create me? Did you?
Revenge came out in '98.
I think you guys are responsible for my competitive nature.
He was just waiting for a game.
Told you my friends were assholes.
I disagree. We played a lot of King Griffey Jr. baseball.
I didn't throw that in people's faces.
So I'm sure you did
it
some.
It was a good sports game.
Anyway, I'm just glad to know that I'm not the original asshole. That's what I was hoping this podcast would prove. All right.
you gotta keep recording this, buddy.
Live in front of our huge audience. And to wrap this topic up, we've got to go through everybody's list here and let's come up with our top five games that are most embarrassing to suck at. I'm going to throw out my initial nominees. Mega Man 2.
Why are only mine highlighted on this thing?
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers 1.
Yep.
Sorry, Josh Lee. It's embarrassing.
You'll have your turn.
I almost picked something else. I almost lied.
Cole, I don't have much against your list. I'm going to go with the original Mario Kart.
Yeah. Wii bowling.
That's fair.
I'd say both the Wii sports games.
Sports in general. We'll group that shit together.
Big suck wagon.
Umbrella Chronicles.
I would even nominate my Minecraft ineptitude.
Yeah, by far.
But it's not a real game.
Cole, the important thing is
I'm trolling, I'm sorry.
You can't actually win or lose, at least at Minecraft.
How can you be bad at a game if it's not a game?
Dude,
I would think
if I burned my house down, I would think I sucked at it.
That's a good point.
Booyah! Alright. Glance through the rest of these. Do we have any other nominees? The Halo franchise and the Gears franchise.
Wait. Between those two? I think it's more acceptable to suck at Halo because everybody bitches about the 14-year-olds with the super fast hit.
Well, Halo or Call of Duty, I would lump those together, Gears of War, into games that you think you suck worse because of the skill level of the other people.
Yeah. Well, and
I'm not bad.
Dude,
that guy's amazing.
I think that it's more embarrassing to be shit at Gears of War. No offense, Cole. That part was really frustrating. But I think it's more embarrassing to be shit at Gears of War.
Okay, hold on. We'll lump the modern shooters together for this decision. Because basically, I think it's between any of those games and Mega Man. Does it bump Mega Man 2 off the list? Because I think out of our list of five that we have, Mega Man 2, Super Mario Brothers, Mario Kart, Wii Sports, Minecraft, Mega Man 2 is traditionally the hardest game.
Yeah, I think Mega Man is hard. I don't think it's embarrassing to suck at it.
Bump it right off.
Okay.
I mean, I was embarrassed by it because I suck at it because I played it so much and still suck at it.
Yeah, no.
And it's one of those things from my childhood. All
right.
I think it's a hard game.
So which of Gears, Halo, and Call of Duty...
Well, I think to go kind of against what Gifford said, even though he apologized to me and said Gears, I think our fondness for Gears is influencing our decision over the Call of Duty and the other games, perhaps.
Well, okay, I mean, well, it comes down to me then for balance. Which one do we think? I mean, as far as... it's the easiest one, and you can't do it based on... necessarily the multiplayer community, I guess. But as far as the pick up and play, whether or not the game is actually hard,
probably Call of Duty.
I would say Call of Duty is the most brutal.
Yeah. There's a lot more to Gears that you have to, like, be better at. You have to be better at cover and movement.
And you can kind of just, like, play it safe in both Halo and Gears. Halo, you can just be like, oh, I'm just going to get the Warthog and drive around and shit like that. But... And Call of Duty, man, it is in your face. Like,
Call of Duty,
really,
like,
fast.
It, to me, is
super fast.
That's the least embarrassing to suck at.
I would say that's the least embarrassing. I think you should pull that one out.
Then I would say it's more embarrassing to suck at Halo than it is at Gears.
Yes,
I
would too.
Yeah,
I think Gears is well balanced and it's different enough that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, Halo makes the list.
Halo's for kids.
All right, let's review. Let's confirm that Halo is worse than GoldenEye, than Madden. I can't really speak to Resident Evil. Umbrella Chronicles.
Like in general, games. I don't know.
Is it more embarrassing to suck at Halo, or was it more embarrassing to suck at Light
Commanders? Oh, my opinion was definitely that you should not suck at
Light Commanders.
Yeah, especially that one, because I mean, it's really easy.
That wasn't that easy.
Oh, it is. I played it with, let me just say.
Says the Duck Hunt King.
A bunch of people, and I've witnessed other people play it that are not good at games. I don't make gender statements here, but, you know, these were people that, I just did. But my girlfriend and her friend are not like, they're not hardcore gamers at all. They like, you know, some Mario or Kirby's Epic Yarn or stuff like that. They loved this game. They played it. They did not suck at it. And the fact that you did should embarrass the shit out of you.
No, it does. That's why I put it on the list. Light gun games over Halo.
All right.
I agree.
Huh?
I agree.
I do not. I know a lot of girls that are really good at games. Right. So I'm just. I really got to disclaimer that.
Here's our final list in no particular order of the five games that we suck at that we should be most embarrassed about. Minecraft. The Wii Sports games, the original Mario Kart. Is that Super Mario Kart? Yeah, it's Super Mario Kart. It's a super game.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers 1. Josh just drugged down the entire
show. In no particular order, but that one's probably number one.
Yeah. And Light Gun games.
I also agree. That's number one.
All right. That's going to do it. We're running kind of long here, so I'm just going to wrap up the show with some quick HorribleNight.com updates. Part of the reason we're doing the live show is we're going to start testing out more equipment to do more video content, and hopefully even a live show every month would probably be the goal. We'll see if we can stick to that if Josh can keep his anxiety levels low enough to pull us off. But also, are gearing up for a couple live events. Both are actually going to be charity events, but look for an announcement soon on the site. We will be doing a gaming marathon in October, followed up with an actual charity event in November. And more info on that coming soon, and just a shout-out to Josh and his crew at NetHeads for helping support the live show and any additional events.
It's our pleasure.
So yeah, there will be plenty of announcements on that on the site even yet this week. We're still nailing down dates, but very soon. Thanks again for those of you that stuck with us on the live show and came out and chatted with us. We had a lot of fun, and we look forward to doing this again next month. And for those listening now, later, give us some feedback as far as how this turned out for you, your experience as a listener, and any feedback on what games you suck at, because we're feeling kind of hurt right now, just picking at our wounds. But that's going to do it for the Horrible Show. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. We will see you the next time on the Horrible Show next Wednesday. Later.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Wait, look at that, man.
Uh-oh.
Cut the feed! Cut it! Cut it!
Uh-oh.
Cut the feed!
Uh-oh.
Cut!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.